with the neutral, precise and authentic framing of raw insight, clear perception and pure impressions, we enter the realm of true potentials. In the confluence of undistorted insight and unbiased reflections from our experiences, we begin to discover the genuine momentum in our situation, emerging from the real lay of the land as it is. In the past, your hopes, dreams, and aspirations were colored and biased by your limited identity and slanted desires. At the station of true potential, we do not chase these illusions, we do not leap into versions of reality as we prefer to have it. Instead, we expose and expand ourselves to the broad spectrum of reality as it is, the potentials, positive and negative, as they are. As we scout the lay of our land, 1,000 potentials will present themselves. Hold your patience. If you react based on what attracts you or what disturbs you, you will go off on a tangent from your fullness. At this station, we simply scout the full spectrum of the potentials that are, witness them as it is. Your genuine, worthy prospects are only ever recognized when the big picture is witnessed in detached and peaceful clarity. The aspects in our being with a promise of purity, clarity, and beneficial fulfillment, those we cultivate. The potentials leading to fragmentation and unnecessary conflict, rooted in our self-absorption at odds with the otherness of the world, that we weed out. The good seeds and sprouts of integration we nurture, we cultivate. The invasive weeds that stand to suffocate the gardens of our lives, those we slash out. None of this stemming from our ideas, our preferred version of reality, but grounded in the actuality of what is. The what is that was established in raw presence, in clear perception and pure impressions. All of that we embrace as it is, the good and the bad in their respective terms, and the station of true potential propels our path into the future.